stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM Corporation Tivoli Talk, What is New in IBCAM for WebSphere and J2EE conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Pradeep Nambiar. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Jessica. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending upon where you are joining from. Welcome to our December edition of Worldwide Application Management Call. I know we couldn't meet the last couple of months due to travel, vacation, and some of the logistical challenges. So finally, I was able to sort this out, and we are using Same Time Unite. And now, for some of you, you need to dial into the audio number as well if you want to hear the audio. So I do see quite a few people who have logged into the web dialogue, but I don't see that many in the audio. So please do dial in. You should see the number and the passcode on your screen now. So for today's call, we have Kim Bui, who is the product manager for ITCAM for WebSphere and J2E. And also, we have a number of folks from development for ITCAM, Rob Lee Hall. I know Lindsay is on the call, and there might be some others who might be joining. And we'll be talking about what is new in ITCAM for WebSphere and J2E. I know for quite some time we didn't have any major release, but over the past couple of years, we had quite a few small releases with some critical customer-requested features. And so we'll see what is coming, you know, and what critical features have been introduced over the last year or so. So without further ado, I'd like to pass on to Kim Bui, who would be presenting to us. And if you do have questions, I think you can click or raise hand, or you can stop at an appropriate time and ask a question. I think we'll have quite a few time at the end of the presentation also to answer your questions. Okay, over to you, Kim.
Thank you, Pradeep, and it's a pleasure to be here. Again, you know, good morning, afternoon, and evening, depending on where you are. So today we'll cover some of the what's new stuff in ITCAM for WebSphere, ITCAM for WR. But before we do the what's new, let's take a moment to talk about what's old, because some of you may not be completely familiar with the products. So if you go to the next slide, slide number two, you will see a you know, a description of ITCAM for WR. I'm sorry, ITCAM for WebSphere and J2EE. And ITCAM for WR. I have the title slightly messed up. It should read ITCAM for WebSphere / J2EE and ITCAM for WR. So on the left-hand side of the screen, you have ITCAM for WebSphere, J2EE. I think most of you are probably familiar with the product, and it's a deep dive product that we have been selling in one way, shape, or form since 2002. You know, so it's a it has been around for quite some time. And in 2006, if I remember correctly, we introduced ITCAM for Web Resources on the right-hand side of the slide. And the rationale for doing that was that some customers did not want to pay for all of those features, all those deep dive features that they said they would not need. So we spun off a number of overview features, as I call that, and made it into ITCAM for Web Resources. So you can think of ITCAM for WR as a subset of ITCAM for WebSphere J2EE. If you go on to slide number three, again, I think most of you are familiar with this setup. But for those of you who are not, basically ITCAM for WebSphere and J2EE are on the left-hand side of the slide. So there are data collectors that are installed on the app servers. They send information to a managing server, and you look at the information through a web UI. So that's the classic setup for ITCAM for WebSphere. When we introduced ITCAM for WR, we added what is on the right-hand side of the slide. So we added the TEMA, the Tivoli Enterprise Monitoring Agent, which reports to a TEMS, you know, Tivoli Enterprise Managing Server. And then that would be, that information would be displayed on the tab. So basically the WR slide, the WR side, the information is seen on the tab. It has overview info. And then on the left-hand side, you have the classic IPconf for WebSphere setup. Okay, so that's the background for the presentation today. Let me go to slide 4 now. So in slide 4, you will see a timeline, and on it you'll see different stars and pointers. And this basically is what we are doing to the products in the next probably 3 quarters. So you'll see the numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4 on the slide. So that's what we'll talk about today. Two of those have been completed, 1 and 2, and two of them will be happening in the first quarter, so number 3 and number 4. So what has been completed on this slide is the FixPack 10, or the iFix 10, which was released in the second quarter of 2008. And then we have eCAM, which came out with WebSphere, the app server version 7 in 3Q of 2008. So what is left to do in the first quarter of 2009 is FixPack 4 and FixPack 5. Okay, so that's what we are. That's our roadmap for the next about 3 quarters. Let's go on to slide 5. And if you look at the title of the slide, you'll see number 1. So this slide is about the item number 1 on the roadmap. So iFix 10, I think the main change that was introduced in iFix 10 is the way we instrument the bytecode. The BCI engine is the software that collects information for all of the deep dive information that is displayed. And in the past, we have used something called AspectJ. We analyze the impact of AspectJ on customers' applications, and we found that a fair number of our problems, or PMRs, were caused by, you know, the interaction between AspectJ and the customer's apps. So we went back to the drawing board, you know, thought about it for some time, and then switched to something called ASM. Now, you may wonder what ASM stands for, and so am I. I have been scouring the web on Google for about 2 days now to find out what ASM stands for. And surprise, surprise, no site tells me or tells us what the acronym stands for. So if one of you finds out, please let me know. I'll be grateful. So ASM has been released in iFix 10 in 2Q08. So that's what happened between ASM and AspectJ at a high level. We have Robley Hall on the call. Robley is a developer on the product, and you know, he may be able to supply you with some more detailed info on how AspectJ and ASM work. So Robley, if you can say a few words. Robley, are you on mute?
I was. Is that better?
That's much better. Thank you.
So the big difference, as we heard, there were conflicts with AspectJ, and AspectJ, in addition to being more widely used and more likely to be encountered in customer sites because of its inclusion in other frameworks, is a higher level package that includes various other third-party code, et cetera. And so we would find conflicts, for example, with you know, other customer you know, framework and product installation, where, you know, we'd have a particular version of AspectJ that maybe was different in some slight and subtle way from what the customer was trying to use, and there'd be collisions between our version of Aspect J and the customer's version. So that was the first issue. There were also questions of support where, as we were trying to use the product to its fullest, you know, theoretical capability, we'd find things that weren't supported just right, or we'd hit corner conditions where, you know, we'd find essentially defects in Aspect J, and the support was becoming, well, Aspect J is not really supported as much as we'd anticipated in the beginning. So for all these reasons, we decided to switch to a lower level framework, which is ASM, which is really much more like coding in assembly language. And, you know, I agree with the statement that there's no clear-cut, you know, definition of what ASM stands for. And I suspect at some level somebody had the idea that it's like assembler for the JVM and maybe came up with that name. But that is essentially much more what it's like. So it's much lower level, much less likely to be encountered in customer sites, and just a cleaner implementation for what we're trying to do. So there's a lot of documentation available on the web as far as, you know, how ASM works and, you know, what its capabilities are, and, you know, some, you know, anecdotal descriptions of uses and things. So if you look at the SourceForge site for ASM, you can get a lot of detail. And if there's any other questions about how we use it, you know, we could deal with that at the right time. So that's the quick answer.
Thank you, Robbie. So, yeah, okay. So, you know, I'm surprised to see that ASM doesn't stand for anything, but hey, that's life. Okay, so if you go on the next slide, slide number 6, what we have done is we have gone into the BMR system and look for examples where customers' problems have been directly fixed by Antix 10. Now, I do not have it in this presentation, but we have a fairly extensive beta program for Antix 10, and a couple of the customers were very happy with it, and they decided to go ahead and put the beta code in production right away. So Antix 10 has been a success. And as you can see from this slide, these are the comments that are taken verbatim, you know, no changes from the PMR system. So you can see that it helped fix problems at Abercrombie and Fitch, at Walt Disney Parks. Going to slide 7, at Lee's Plan in Germany, at the New York Division of Criminal Justice Services, and at Citibank in Asia. FYI, in the past 2 or 3 weeks, we have been on the phone with a additional number of customers who install Antix 10. We wanted to get their feedback and understand if it helped. And I can tell you that all of them were pleased with the iFix. So, you know, this is something that that was really good for the product. Okay, so that's iFix 10, the iFix 10 story. Going on to the next slide, slide number 8. This is eCam. So you probably remember from the roadmap slide, you know, a while back, that eCam was shipped alongside Westview version 7. So eCam is really the data collector for the IDCam product, and it has been bundled at no cost with WebSphere Application Server version 7. If I think some of you may remember the IDCam Basic product from a few years ago. At the time, we wanted to put out a free version of IDCam for WebSphere with most of its capabilities disabled so that customers could try it out, get a taste for what it can do, and then upgrade to the full product, you know, and purchase the full product. We tried to do that, and because of certain limitations with the IBM ordering system, we could not put out a free version of ITCAM Basic, and we had to put it out with a very low price. So think of ECAM as a free, somewhat disabled version of ITCAM that customers can try out and eventually upgrade to the full product. Okay? So ECAM provides statistics that WASH is not providing today. And all of the statistics provided by ECAM are viewed in the Tivoli Performance Viewer, you know, just as the PMI data. So you can take a look at the list of statistics that ECAM is providing. And I think all of those, or most of those, are on request or transactional statistics, which TPV does not provide today. There is something called request metrics in WASP, but from what I have seen, it is very, very unfriendly to use. I think the information is supplied in a log form, so you have to scour through the log to understand it. With ECAM, you can see everything in the TPV display. Going to slide 9, so how does ECAM integrate with WebSphere? So as we mentioned before, it shipped with the WASP version 7 at no cost. So when the customers get a package, a CD package for WASP version 7, they will find a CD for ECAM. Or if he downloads it from the Passport Advantage website, he will see a link for ECAM. It has to be installed separately, but it is linked right from the WebSphere launchpad. And I think it's the second or third link on the launchpad, so it's very obvious to the user. Support is provided by us in Tivoli. Okay, so we mentioned that ECAM displays information TPV. And the capabilities of ECAM are, you know, disabled on purpose because we didn't want to give away everything. We wanted to give the customers a sample of what ITCAM can do so that he would be willing to upgrade to the full product. Now, the upgrade path is for ECAM to upgrade to version 7.1 of the product. And as you can see in a later slide, version 7.1 will be available in 3Q of 09, so in about 9 months. FYI, we had wanted to release version 7.1 at about the same time as ECAM so that, you know, customers who tried ECAM can have a quick path to upgrading. But because of various problems and we had to divert our attention to other things, the 7.1 version is coming out a little bit later than we had expected. So it'll be out in 3Q09. Now, I have been talking to the WebSphere side, and they say that the adoption pattern in the past has been about 20 to 30% of WebSphere customers would upgrade to a new version of WebSphere when that new version becomes available. However, that is in the past. Recently, you know, with the new economic downturn, as you know, are very well aware of, they think that this adoption pattern is going to be slower. So we don't think that a lot of customers are going to switch right away to WASP version 7. So in that way, it helps us a little bit in that, you know, it gives us a little bit of breathing room for 7.1, for our version of 7.1 to come out. Okay, let's go on to the next slide, slide 10. So here we are talking, or we'll talk about items that are due to be delivered next year. The first one is FixPack 4, and FixPack 4 has been targeted for January of 2009. It does a number of things. I have netted it out, so that's the main things here on this slide. So support for WASP version 7. WASP version 7 came out in, I think, October, 2 months ago. So we will support that. We will integrate with Azicamp transactions. You may have heard of the DT API in past discussions, you know, so that's that. We have a environment checking utility which helps check for the prereqs prior to an install. So a couple of things about this. It will also be a downloadable item from, I think, the support website. I will, in fact, what I will do is I'll add that link to this presentation. So what it does is it checks for the prereqs before an install of IDCAM so that people will know ahead of time, you know, do they need to install any prereqs, what do they need to do. And we expect that this will help speed up the POCs quite a bit because I think if you have been involved in POCs, a fair amount of time is spent chasing the prereqs and, you know, untangling the problems with those. The last bullet on slide 10 is the BCI engine. So ASM will be the default BCI for all WebSphere and J2EE app service. Going on slide 11, we have a number of platform support enhancements. I'm not going to go through all of those, but you can see what they are. Okay, and now going on to slide 12. So slide 12 is about a FixPack 5, which we are targeting for 1Q09, most likely March of 09 timeframe. Again, a number of things, and I have put in here the most important ones. We plan to introduce WR on ZOS. There have been a number of customers who have asked for WR on ZOS, and up to now, we have not been able to satisfy them. And finally, in 1209, maybe we'll be able to do that. So the plan is to introduce IDCAM for WR as a feature code under IDCAM for WebSphere. So customers can order, you know, just the WR capabilities, or they can order the full product, meaning the deep dive and the overview product, you know, if they want everything. The second thing is IDCAM for WR and IDCAM for WebSphere will share the same timer. I have been on a number of calls where customers, as well as internal folks, you know, sales, technical sales, SWAT, ACE team members, have asked that we use the same timer for both products. And so this is going to take place, and we'll use the WR timer. And then we'll have a graphical dashboard, which you'll see in the next two slides. One thing that I thought I had on here, but I don't, is, so we have a number of run ad items. Run ad is our definition for, you know, we'll try to put it in if we have the resources and the time, but it may not make it into this version. And one of the run-up items is the baselining improvements. So if you have used IDCAM for WR, you may be aware that the baselining feature that we have today requires, I think, 500 transactions to go through before it would suggest a baseline. So we are cutting it down to a shorter amount so that the baseline can be suggested, you know, much more quickly. Because if you're involved in the POC, you don't have time to wait for 500 transactions, you know, to flow through. So that's a what we call a run app item for FixPack 4, or FixPack 5. So. On the next slide, slide 13, you can see a mock-up of our graphical dashboard. So again, you know, for those of you who have been playing with or installing IDCAM for WR, you are probably aware that the current dashboard looks very much like a Excel table you know, kind of boring Excel tables, Excel cells that are colored. So we have also heard the same feedback from some of our customers. And in 1Q of 09, we will have this graphical dashboard, which shows you a much more user-friendly view of what you need to see. And this is also in response to our competition with Wiley. Those of you who are involved with Wiley, I'm sure all of you are, know that they have a fairly good dashboard. So this is our response to the Wiley dashboard. So basically on the dashboard, we will have green lights and red lights and also yellow lights, which are not featured on here. Yellow lights were one of the features that our customers suggested when we presented this mock-up to them. They said that they needed a yellow light feature so that they can keep an eye on things that are not broken yet, but that are on a on a bad trend. If it turns red, maybe too late for them. So they suggested that we had a yellow category. So we took that to heart. So on slide 13, you see the dashboard, the home page of the dashboard, if you wish. And if you were to click on that, App Server 1 red X, you would get to slide 14, which shows you a drill down of what's going on with App Server 1. And under that, you will also see red and green and yellow lights. And there will be two branches. One is the application stack, and one is the resource stack. So if you were to click on the application stack, which shows a red X, you would get to the next slide, slide 15, which shows you the the workspace on the tab. Okay, so basically what we are doing now is we are putting a graphical front end that allows customers to very quickly spot what is not running well, what's broken, and then from that, drill down into the tab workspaces. Okay. Let's go on to slide 16. So on slide 16, and this is a little bit further out in the future. This is 3Q09. And again, these are the main items that we are doing. There are a lot of smaller items, but I didn't want to list them all. So I think the biggest one is going to be the launch in context, so the deep dive features. So what we want to do here is we want to provide one product that customers can use to get the overview information that they need, as in WR, and also, for those of them who require the deep dive info to be able to see that intertab. So the first step of that process is going to be version 7.1. The managing server of ITGAMPA WebSphere, ITGAMPA J2EE, is still required if the customer wants to do the deep dive. The big difference is that the web UI that you see today, all of the elements in the web UI that you see today in ITGAMPA WebSphere and ITGAMPA J2EE, that will be displayed in the tab. So only one UI to look at. Now, they can look at the web UI on its own if they want to, but everything will also be in the tab. We have a number of improved enhancements to the install process, which has been requested both by customers and by our, sales, technical sales and SWAT folks. We are still working on those. I will surely have a update call like this one to tell you exactly what they are, once it has all been firmed up. We talked about the improved baselining, which, in my eyes, it probably happened in 3Q09. More so than in 1Q09. And then we'll have the upgrade, from ECAM and from past versions of ITGAMPA WebSphere and ITGAMPA WR. I think that is the last slide of the presentation. Yes, it is indeed. You know, so basically what I wanted to tell you today is that we have had a number of enhancements, fixbacks to the product since last year. We will continue on that path next year. And for 2010, what we plan to do is finally eliminate the requirement for a separate managing server for IT Campus West Sphere, IT Campus J2E. So by that time, we hope that everything will take place within the TEP and with the Tivoli Enterprise managing server. So you will only have one managing server to install. You know, but that's, you know, that's about a year and a half out. One last comment on this call. You have seen a lot of information about future enhancements. As usual, the disclaimer applies. You know, things may change without notice. But I think the plan is fairly firm at this point. As for the PMR info that you saw on slides, I think 3 and 4, that is, of course, IBM Confidential. You know, I just wanted to show you how customers reacted to FX 10. Those customers have not, at least not yet, agreed to be references. So, you know, please be careful in how you use that info. Okay, that's all I have. Pradeep, Robley, or anyone else on the call, if you want to add something, please go ahead. Otherwise, we'll be happy to take questions.
Thanks, Kim. I think, yeah, we have a lot of time left for questions, and I do encourage everyone to, you know, if you have questions, and this is the time, we have came, and also we have a number of folks from the development to answer your, you know, deep dive questions. So please go ahead with your questions.
For our phone audience, if you'd like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please ensure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 if you have a question at this time. We'll pause for just a moment. We'll go to Dan Kern.
Hi, good morning, Kim and Pradeep and everybody else. I had a quick question around the upgrade path for version 7.1. Will ITCAM for J2EE be an upgrade into ITCAM for apps 7.1?
Yeah, so it hasn't been completely you know, baked in yet, Dan. But that's the thought that we are having today. So customers that have ITCAM for WebSphere 7.1 will be entitled to ITCAM for applications.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As a reminder to our phone audience, that is star 1 if you have a question. We'll move on to Angus Jamieson.
Hi, it's Angus here. Apologies, I was slightly late in joining. A couple of queries that you may have covered. One is that the continual need for the management server, is that a long-term design goal to get rid of it, or is that just something that's got to stay, please?
Hi, Angus. Good to talk to you again. Yeah, so in fact, I was talking to Roger O'Malley, whom you probably know, yesterday. We would like to eventually get rid of the ITCAM managing server. It will happen at the earliest in 2010. However, we need to take a look at what the TEMS can handle and if it can handle all of the functions that are being done in the ITCAM for WebSphere managing server today. You know, this is a year and a half away. But when I talked to Roger yesterday, we said that we may have a phased approach. Again, you know, this is all future talks, so you know, please take it for what it's worth. We may go to a phased approach. You know, we may ask you and our customers which functions of IT Campus WebSphere and J2EE they use the most. and we would try to migrate those to the single infrastructure first, because switching everything, you know, in one swoop may be too much. And of course, we have to keep in mind, you know, the resources that we have to work on that.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
There are no further questions from our phone lines.
Hello, Kim. This is Pradeep. I have a question.
Okay.
If you go to slide number 7.
Okay, let me go back there. Okay.
I'm trying to understand here. I'm sorry, is it slide number 7 or maybe the one on that you talk about ECAM, maybe the one after this.
Oh, okay. Slide
two after this.
Slide 8 or 9?
The next one.
Okay.
Yeah, so here I'm trying to understand. So if a customer has, you know, WebSphere 7 and ECAM installed in it and he enables it, so in order to get data, if the customer goes ahead, you know, install the managing server and configures the data collector that came with ECAM, can he get data in the web UI?
Okay, so once version 7.1 is released and you have ECAM and you installed version 7.1, he should have, you know, after he pays for the licenses, of course, he should have access to all of the features of the product.
So right now, if the customer wants to do deep dive and he has ECAM, so ECAM is not going to help him see data in the 6.1 web UI.
Correct, yeah. So
he has to install the regular data collector and go that route. I mean,
exactly.
Once the Fixed Pack 4 comes out, he should use that data collector and use that, not the ECAM.
That's right, yeah. And as I mentioned before, we had planned for ECAM and our version 7.1, you know, to come out soon, one after the other. But other things got in the way. So version 7.1 is now 3Q09, while ECAM came out much earlier.
So what about if the customer wants to, you know, get the data in TEP? Will the data collector that's included in ECAM, he can connect to the TEP? Or... right now, as it stands, unless 7.1 comes out, ECAM is basically, you know, there is no upgrade path for the customer. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So if the customer wants either TEP or the managing server, they have to install the regular data collector. ECAM data collector is not going to help them.
Correct.
Okay. There's one more question from my side. If you move to the Fixed Pack 4 slide.
Fixed Pack 4 slide, okay.
You had indicated that the integration with ITCAM for transactions. Now, if I understand correctly, I mean, this integration is available today with iFix 15. Or is there anything more than what iFix 15 is going to give us?
So, Rob Lee or Lindsay, if you want to call, iFix 15, is it another name for another fixed pack that we have? Because I haven't seen that one.
Hi, Ken. This is Lindsay. I can answer that. iFix 15, you could consider a preview for our ITCAM for transaction support. It actually supports the GA version of ITCAM for transactions. Fixed pack 4 will provide support for transaction tracking Fixed Pack 1, and also includes the ability to see calls from WebSphere to DB2, or in fact any database from WebSphere. The other thing that we added with Fixed Pack 4 is the data collector configuration now understands about ITCAM for transactions and will prompt you if you want to configure to connect to ITCAM for transactions. Excuse me.
Thank you, Lindsay. So is iFix 15 out yet, or is it scheduled for, like, January of 2009?
No, iFix 15 came out to coincide with the GA of ITCAM for transactions.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks, Kim. Okay, so do we have any other questions? Let's give it a minute to see if we have any further questions from the audience.
As a reminder to our phone audience, that is star one if you have a question. We'll go to Jim Palestrant.
Hello, this is Jim Palestrant in Raleigh. I have a question that I've gotten this request from a number of our field friends. In terms of the actual documentation of how ITCAM for Web3 works in terms of the various metrics and levels that are configured, will we be doing anything to increase the documentation that we put out? I didn't see anything in the plans for that, and that's, you know, to me, documentation, which should be somewhat easier to do than changing the code.
Yeah, good point, Jim, because we have had the same comment from a couple of customers at the CAC. So I think what we need to do is, what we should plan to do, and we will do, is probably write up a white paper of some kind to explain exactly what you see, you know, in L1, L2, L3, and put it in the, at first put it in the best practices website, and eventually we'll put it in the official documentation. I think the bits and pieces are there, but they are scattered all over the place. So we'll need to consolidate that and put it into one place, and then finally put it into the official docs. Did that answer your question?
Yes, but do you have a timeline for that? Or is that just kind of something that you're still thinking about?
Right now at this moment I don't have a timeline. I would expect that it will be done by the end of the first quarter, because it's not, in the big scheme of things, it's not too big a problem to tackle. You just need to get down to doing it.
Okay, great. And I do have one other question, if that's okay.
Sure.
I've gotten some feedback saying that a lot of the field force has been scared to sell ITCAM for Web3 just because of all the problems that we had prior to IFIX 10. Would you say that now is probably a pretty good time to start pushing on ITCAM for Web3 with all the improvements and changes that we've made, especially in the BCI area?
Yeah, in fact, I think that, and we have communicated that to sales enablement, that the quality of the product has improved markedly, especially since the IFIX 10 changes, and we will continue to make it better. So yeah, absolutely. I think we should do our best to reassure the field that ITCAM for Westfield J2E now is a very competitive product.
Great, thanks.
We'll go next to Paola Soresi.
Hello, Paola.
Hi. Hello?
Buonasera, Paola.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Fine. I have a general question about our competition. I noticed that CA and HP are putting a lot of focus on the transaction view and the web application view, that now we are not so strong. We are not so strong in this area. Do you think that with the new ITCAM for transaction interface and the new capability in WR, if I understood well, with FixPack 5, we will have a more application view? Do you think that we will improve this area?
Yeah, so good question. From what I have heard, ITCAM for transactions is very well received in the marketplace. It's not a completely mature product yet, but from the initial reception, it seems to be a very in-demand product. I'm not sure if you have seen the same.
I agree with you.
Okay.
There is a strong demand for this kind of product from our customer.
Yeah. So I think what we are planning to do that anyway is to strengthen the integration between ITCAM for transactions and the other ITCAM products, so that when ITCAM for transactions detects and isolates a problem, you can more or less seamlessly drill into the details, you know, with, say, at the Kappa Webs here. And that's what we are planning to do. Now, on the second part of your question about web applications, I'm not quite sure what you are referring to. Is it the...
I mean, now we have an application server view in IT Camphor WebSphere, but not exactly the web application aggregation. I mean, we can't see exactly the ear file. We can see either the full application server view or the single servlet JBs, but we lack the web application view, the entire application that our competitor have.
Kim, this is Pradeep. Let me try to see if I can address that. I don't know if, Paula, if you had the opportunity to play around with the application management console in ITKM for transactions.
Just a little.
So that does, you know, have some aggregated view from all the different agents, and you can define your application or the URL that you're interested in as an application that can show up in the application management console. And from there, you can actually drill down to the transaction, you know, topology or the component topology. So that is something that you might want to look at.
Yes, but we do not have this kind of capability in IT Camphor WebSphere. Yeah. Correct?
Yeah, that's true. Not yet. Mm. Not yet.
Mm. That's a strong, I mean, I've seen that sometimes with, especially with CA, this is a big, this is a failure, a weakness.
Yeah, when you say CA,
CA Wiley.
Do you mean Wiley in, you know, in Expressly, or do they have other products that do that?
You know, when it's difficult to distinguish because when the customer, they are probably very good in offer not a single product to the customer, but an entire solution. I think they are very able to offer a complete solution.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that with the new transaction, probably we will be able to do the same. I hope.
Yeah, and this is also something that we have been discussing with the, you know, with our sales force, that we should be proposing solutions to customers instead of point products.
Mm,
so,
yes.
You know, and so that even that reinforces the need for our products to be even more integrated, so you can transition from one to the other, you know, seamlessly. Or at least as seamlessly as possible.
Absolutely, yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Jim Lee.
Hey, Jim and Paula. This is Jim Lee. I'm responsible for ITCAM for transaction sales enablement. I just have a comment for Paula's question. You know, ITCAM for transaction 7.1 six-pack will be released in December 19th this year. With that six-pack, there are a lot of new features, capabilities. For example, it extends some domain tracking capabilities, coverage to support CTG, 7.1 messaging broker tracking, 6.0 and plus, and MS, and you know, web response also supports something like web SEO, TAM, and WRM. So a lot of new features that will be released in December 19th this year. So I hope you can looking forward to see this new release, new feature, make sales. I also want to comment some competition with CA Wiley. So From my experience, the Wiley, you know, their advantage is light. So their salespeople can take, you know, half hour to hour, install Intoscope, then collect data to show their customers. That's their advantage. Then they are telling their customers, IBM staff, IT Camp WebSphere is heavy, take a longer time to install and configure. But our new release with IT Camp for WR, that's pretty light. So in general, it takes about half hour to install and configure. So with the integration with IT Camp for transaction, that just like Pradeep said, can give you topology of the domain and give you application resource like memory CPU. That's really a complete solution, give you end-to-end tracking capability. So with this solution, I think we can position our ITCAM solution to compete with Wiley and HP. So that's my comments.
Okay.
We'll go next to Ashok Mahay.
Hi there, this is Ash from the UK. I'm working with a customer in Turkey, and they have a Wiley installed. And again, we're competing against that. The issue that I have there is that we can give them the chat view and then also the ITCAM managing server VE view, but the integration is the issue because they have within the Wiley screen the resource monitoring, but also they have certain classes instrumented and they can see those within the one view. So, I mean, is there a way I can tackle that today, or do I have to wait for the integration of ITCAM for application 7.1?
Ashok, I could barely hear you. I caught something about Wiley and instrumentation of classes, but hardly anything else.
Yes.
Can you please repeat?
Okay. Does that make a difference? Can you hear me a bit more?
A little bit. Yeah, go ahead. We'll see.
Sorry. I'm trying to use my laptop. The customer I have, basically, they have Wiley monitoring their resources, EJB, NDBs, etc. And they have classes instrumented, and they use them, and they monitor certain classes as well within the one view. I mean, do I have to wait until I can for application 7.1, or can I try and get that done pending the forthcoming 6.1?
I thought we were able to. Okay, so if I understand you correctly, I thought we were able to explicitly define the classes that we want to be instrumented by editing an XML file.
That's right. I mean, I have that now, but that list is quite big at the moment, and they want specifically for a couple of classes just for a front dashboard. Then they can drill down further using the ITCAM managing server to look at the other parts of it. But within the TEP, you don't get that level 3 type information for certain classes. That's the missing link I have. I've got to compete with that.
Okay, so Robley and Lindsay, if you have something to add, please speak up. Otherwise, Ashok, why don't you send me an email, and we can take this offline. We'll talk in more details.
Fantastic. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, and it'll be a little bit clearer.
Yeah, Kim, this is Lindsay. If you want to forward that to me as well, I was having trouble hearing it. I think the question was about some of the deep dive information about applications and getting that in TEP.
That's exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Currently in the TEP, you can get what we call the level one, which is kind of like the edges, the servlets, the remote EJBs, portlets, and the level two, which is typically your J2EE API calls. But you're not going to see the method entry and exit or the lock analysis. Or the memory leak diagnosis That's only available in the deep dive, which is the using the ITCAM MS.
And there are no further questions from our phone audience.
Okay. This is Pradeep again. Just wanted to take this opportunity to thank Kim and folks from development, Robley, Lindsay, and others who helped us with questions. And I also wanted to thank your time in attending this call. And once again, you know, if you do have any further questions, you know, you can either follow up with me or Kim. I know some questions, it was not really clear. You know, Ashok, you know, please feel free to, you know, send an email and we'll probably, you know, follow it up. And the other thing I wanted to mention was that, you know, I will, you know, post the presentation and the recording once I get the links to that in our call wiki. And you can also see the past presentation and recordings on the wiki. And I do want to encourage, you know, everyone, you know, if you have any topics of interest, you know, whether it is your experience with a customer, a POC, you know, what worked or what didn't, you know, feel free to let me know, and we can, you know, have you scheduled to present so that it's, you know, useful to the entire, you know, application management community. And if you don't have any other questions, you know, I wish you all a very happy holiday season and a happy new year, and hope to speak to you all soon next year. Thank you.
That does conclude today's teleconference. We thank you for your participation and wish you a wonderful afternoon.